Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Miss Worth It Speaks, bringing to you today attacking fear and doubt, because I have found that we are really running into this problem. And so I just wanted to take a little time to have a brief discussion about how we as people, as Christians, should handle our fears and our doubts. So I hope you're listening today, and if you have any questions or comments regarding this topic, please don't hesitate to call in and give us and discuss with me anything about fear and doubt. You can hit me live at 516-595-8103. So it's a great day today, and let's have at it. So Satan knows how to use fear and doubt to discourage us. See, because he knows if he can get us to question God, then maybe at that point, we'll give up and abandon his will for our life. So when you have feelings of fear, they really, seriously, y'all, they accompany doubt and uncertainty. But if you leave them untapped, they become runaway emotions. They have you all confused, trying to figure it out, don't know what to do. And so that just becomes a spirit of doubt. They'll also become tempting, causing you to, you know, get involved in things where you really shouldn't and not know how to come out of them. See, with the temptation, Satan uses the tactics to try to stop you from trusting God. And then that way you look to outside sources, if you may say. You become disabled, so to speak. And then you won't focus on God. So we have to figure out how to stop this bloodthirsty villain of a spirit that really deters us from standing up and trusting and having faith. And it also creates a position of us not activating our faith. And so we really have to understand and know how to activate our faith so that we can stand up, fear less, and doubt less. See, because that's very important. So let's look at a couple of things that can possibly help us to not be fearful and to not be doubtful in our day-to-day life. Because when we hold on to the fear and the doubt, it really is a major distraction and a hindrance in what it is that God really desires for us to be doing and how he desires us to handle situations in life. And so I want to take a look at a story in the Bible. It was in Luke chapter 24, and it was about the resurrection. And then there were those who were doubting, but Jesus had to appear to them and remind them that there were some words that were spoken prior to. And those words are now coming to life. They had came to life when Jesus died, and then he rose on the third day. So we're going to remember that, because even then there were doubters, even then there was fear. And so that means that it has transformed into the lives of others. But as believers, we have to know how to stand against it. So the first step on handling nagging doubt is to turn away from the doubt and the discouragement by proclaiming our faith in Jesus Christ. And so it's important. If you know him, you got to admit that and you got to show it. You can't just talk it. You have to live it. And if you don't know him well, I would suggest that you get to know him. See, by proclaiming our faith in Jesus Christ, that helps us when trouble comes, because he's omniscient and he is your omniscient help. And then you also have to remember that he is the only one who truly understands you completely. So because he understands you completely, he knows your weaknesses and your strengths. But you also know exactly what you need. And he also knows how you need to be encouraged. So therefore, he can lift you up. And that helps you to be able to not be put into a hole or stuck into the attacks and the schemes of the enemy. See, in this first step of really turning away from doubt, of not being discouraged and proclaiming God's faith, it causes us that when trouble strikes, we'll turn to him. We'll remember, because he already knows our weaknesses. He already knows our strengths. So it'll help us to turn to him, and he'll know exactly what to do. So God will lift you up in a place where you can walk in faith and believe and believe in your heart that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, he really has your back. Okay, so number one, you got to turn to the one and only who can help you and deliver you. The second thing is you have to develop a relationship with God. And in order to develop that relationship, you have to know him. You have to get to know him. So that means you need to spend time with him. And that means spending time in his word. The roadmap to life, the story that he's put in place so that you can develop and hone in to who he is. And the best way to attack doubt and fear is to hone in to God's word, because that can be a combat for the fear and the doubt. So in your day, if you don't read your word daily now, you should start, because you have to be fully armored to fight against the wiles of the enemy. And so the word of God is very important. And you need to read it daily. Because see, the word of God, the daily reading that you put in and that you grasp, this helps train your mind. It helps to teach you and give you the abilities on handling doubt. If you read the book of Psalms, it highlights a whole lot of battles that people went through. And some of those personal battles were, you know, emotional, and they held to fear and doubt and, you know, discouragement and loneliness and, you know, all of these different things. But if you read in Psalms, there were men of God like David who made decisions, concrete decisions, that no matter what, I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to lean on him through the good times, through the bad times, because they realized that when they look back over their life, he had never failed them. See, when I think about God and his track record, it's solid with me, because he never disappoints me. See, I disappoint me. He never not come through for me. See, I don't come through for me, and man don't come through for me. See, he does what is best for me, not what I want, but what I need. And so we have to be like those soldiers from, you know, our forefathers. They stood and they trust God. Even when they fell, they got back up trusting and knowing that God, you can deliver me. But they knew about repentance, a change of mind to not do the same thing over and over again. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. Okay, so first, we want to turn and have faith in something, someone bigger than us. Two, we want to develop that relationship. And in order to get a relationship with God, we got to study his word and get to know who he is. And then three, in order for us to stand against this doubt and this fear, we must pray. Prayer is a very valuable tactic because it stands and it fights off fear and doubt. See, prayer is that prayer is what we have that fights for us, and we trust in it. And we don't, it's the action of prayer that works in our favor. And so we must learn to pray in season and out of season. We have to pray even when we don't want to. And sometimes you need to reverence God and just get on your knees and surrender. Humble yourself before the mighty throne of God. So prayer is our advocate. It stands in the gap for us. And when you think about it, God is the only source, the only solution for your problems. Now, he uses man, but it's still God. So you have to face all of your challenges and your obstacles, your adversities head on, not not being, you know, what's the word I want to use? I'm not sure, but not in limbo. That's it. You don't want to be in limbo of what you should do. You want to know that I have to lean on the one that knows what's best for me and knows how to handle my adversities, my obstacles, and my challenges. And that person is the Lord thy God. See, because God is, he's kind, he's gentle, he's wise. Now, he handles situations, and sometimes he has to discipline us. But he's not a man that he shall lie, nor is he the son of man that he'll repent. His word is true, and he never, ever disappoints. He may not do what you want, but he knows what's best for you. If you allow God to move in your life, and if you lean on him, if you study and develop a relationship with him, if you pray and listen to him. See, you can't just always go to him talking. Sometimes you got to listen. Your faith will increase because you'll get to know him better. And so you'll go strong in your faith, and your faith will be activated because you will believe. So no matter what it feels like, have the emotional strength to trust God and not worry. Because in Psalms 18, God tells us the Lord is our strength. Does not want you to do it. He don't want you to trust God. He don't want you to pray. He don't want you to study the word. Because if you don't do those things, then you stay in doubt. This has been a moment with Miss Worthy Speaks on attacking your fear and your doubt. Lean and get to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Study the word so you can be fully armored, and pray so that you can hear God when he guides you and directs you. It's been my pleasure, and I'll send you a thought tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you. Miss Worthy Speaks signs out.
It's time to wake up, no time to waste, gotta stay up on my grizzly. He equipped me, so I'm letting off till I'm empty, yeah, I'm a soldier.